Text messaging. It's one of the most popular ways teenagers communicate. Two-thirds of teens exchange text messages every day, according to Pew Research Center. Now, local public health officials are using that same platform to answer questions teenagers may have about sex or reproductive health. Teens can text a question and get a response within 24 hours.
Encouraging teens to delay sex until they're emotionally ready and physically ready for it is always a priority. But we also want to make sure that they get the information they need to make healthy choices.
Jenny Brazil is a health educator with Austin-Travis County Health and Human Services. She points to a 2009 study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It found that half of Texas teenagers said they had had sex, which is higher than the national average.
We need to be realistic about what's going to work for them. So if they ask questions about condoms, if they ask questions about birth control, we're going to respond to those questions.
One of the first text messages they received was from someone asking about which was the best condom to use. That's the kind of information teenagers don't get in Texas public schools, says David Wiley, a professor of health education at Texas State University.
There's virtually no information about contraception other than how much it fails. And so the whole idea about, you know, how to select condoms or, you know, different methods of birth control is very rare that's discussed in Texas classrooms.
School districts are not required to provide any health education in Texas. If they do, state law requires that abstinence be at the core of any sex ed curriculum. But Texas has the third highest teen birth rate in the country, and the state is number one when it comes to repeat teen birth rates. Austin is no stranger to the phenomenon. Francis Deviney is with Kids Count, whose report out this morning showed the number of babies born to single teen mothers in Travis County continues to tick higher.
8.5% of all babies are born to single teens. So we've actually seen that increase by almost like half a percentage point. Not a ton, but it's definitely not going in the direction that we want it to go.
Austin is not the first city to launch such a program. Health officials got the idea from North Carolina. Similar sex ed by text programs have been launched in Chicago, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. Teenagers can opt into this one by texting ATXTEEN to 66746. There's also a service for parents to learn how to talk to their teens about sex. They can text ATXPARENT to 66746. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.